The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle, Disc 6.
Chapter 20. I scrambled from the brig and very quickly told Zachariah what had happened when I brought the information about the Round Robin to Captain Jaggery, how he removed a key from behind the portrait of his daughter and with it opened up the gun safe. Zachariah grunted.
I never thought to look there.
Did you look?
To be sure, if we could have secured that key and the guns, we would have taken him before. And I can promise you it's still true.
I felt a surge of excitement. Is there anyone who goes into his cabin now? I asked.
I don't know, Zachariah said. But you could go.
Me?
You know exactly where it is, don't you?
But I'm supposed to be here.
Exactly.
Zachariah, I cried. That would be insane. What if he caught me?
He could do no worse than he intends to do.
I saw the gruesome logic in that. But even if I did get the key, then what?
If Jaggery had no muskets, the men could be rallied again.
What if the crew gets their hands on the guns? What will they do?
I couldn't answer to that, he admitted.
I don't want any more death, I said.
Get the key to me, Charlotte. The rest will follow.
The enormity of the idea frightened me. Why shouldn't you get it to begin with? I wanted to know.
If it's me he catches, Charlotte, he'll be free to get rid of both of us. If it should happen that you fail, it would still leave me a chance to try and act.
Try?
Charlotte, it's all I can promise.
I considered his reasons. Then I said, Zachariah, you told me that the crew has been coming down to bring you food.
Yes.
I won't do anything until you tell them that it wasn't you who killed Hollybrass, nor me, and that we're certain it was Captain Jaggery himself. It will make it much safer for me to make the attempt.
I see your point.
When do they come?
When they can.
Zachariah, I reminded him, he's only given me 24 hours.
Get back there, then,
he said, motioning to the brig and pulling himself up.
I'll try to find someone.
I retreated into the cage. He adjusted the bars and left a new candle within easy reach, as well as a tinderbox. I heard him move away through the darkness until I lost sense of where he was. There was this about the dark. It freed me from time and space. Cut off as I was, I could retreat into thoughts about all that had happened since my arrival at Liverpool with that odd Mr. Grummidge. It seemed a million years ago, yet no time at all. I couldn't help but feel some pride in what I'd accomplished.